business.
Schumpeter. Bare necessities. What could stop the Nvidia frenzy?
If today's stock markets have their version of the great wildebeest migration, it is the stampede of the Nvidia bulls. Wall Street is no Serengeti, and Jim Cramer's high-pitched narration no match for the dulcet tones of Sir David Attenborough. But in other respects, investors' headlong rush into the American chipmaker's shares has been every bit as enthralling a spectacle. Galloping sales of Nvidia's artificial intelligence, or AI, processors have lifted its market capitalization from $350 billion at the start of 2023 to $1 trillion, then $2 trillion, and then this summer, $3 trillion. In June, it overtook Microsoft, an AI-zealous software giant believed to be the biggest buyer of its chips as the world's most valuable firm. It proceeded to lose that title and $900 billion in value amid the recent stock market panic, only to claw back most of its losses in the past few weeks. How much money have you made over the years betting against Jensen Huang? Mr. Cramer asked rhetorically on his CNBC show recently, referring to Nvidia's boss. These days, the Nvidia bear appears to be an endangered species, or, as Sir David might whisper, not an Ursus Nvidiaensis in sight. For every hedge fund that trims its stake in the company, another seems to do the opposite. Among the 74 Wall Street analysts who cover Nvidia and are tracked by Bloomberg, 66 advised buying more of its shares as of late August. None suggested selling. Their average price target for the stock 1 year from now implied a market value of around $3.5 trillion. James Anderson, a veteran tech investor who was an early backer, teases that Nvidia could be worth $49 trillion in a decade, a shade more than the total value today of the S&P 500 index of large American firms. All it would take is consistent annual sales growth of 60% at current operating margins of 60% or so, plus some plausible assumptions about cash flow. Mr. Anderson's current employer, Lingotto, is owned by Exor, the biggest shareholder of the Economist's parent company. On August 28th, Nvidia reported another blowout quarter. Revenue shot up by 122% year-on-year to $30 billion, an all-time high and above market projections. Investment bankers project that Nvidia's yearly sales will double this year to over $100 billion, grow by as much as half in 2025 and by double digits until at least 2027. By then, its operating profit could exceed $150 billion, a third more than Apple, tech's most successful money spinner, managed last year. In a sign of exalted expectations, Nvidia's share price slumped after its results were published, possibly because they beat forecasts by less than in previous quarters. As the bulls pause to catch their breath, they might wish to ruminate on two deeper contradictions lurking in Nvidia's long-term growth story. The first concerns its main supplier. Nvidia designs chips but does not produce them. That falls to TSMC, a Taiwanese contract chip maker that dominates the market for the cutting-edge silicon that goes into AI servers. As demand for these has rocketed, Nvidia has gone from one among many of TSMC's clients to probably its second biggest behind Apple. If it is indeed customer B, one of two that represent at least 10% of TSMC's revenues, and so must be disclosed in regulatory filings, it spent $7.7 billion with TSMC last year, up from $5.5 billion 2 years earlier. Given that most of Nvidia's purchase commitments of $19 billion for 2025 are likely to end up with TSMC, it could soon eclipse the current customer A, which handed the Taiwanese firm just shy of $18 billion in 2023. Even as Nvidia's and TSMC's fates become more entwined, however, their product cycles are diverging. Earlier this year, Mr. Huang vowed to launch a new AI chip every year, rather than every couple of years. TSMC is thus in a mad rush to expand capacity, investing up to $32 billion this year and possibly more in 2025. But it still takes at least 18 months to erect a new factory. And since these can cost $20 billion a pop, careful discussions with clients start a year or two in advance. It is unclear how NVIDIA's accelerated timeline fits in with TSMC's more measured pace of decision-making. In an early sign of trouble, NVIDIA has delayed shipments of its latest chips, called Blackwell, by a couple of months owing to technical kinks. NVIDIA's reliance on TSMC also highlights the second tension in the bull's case. Because the manufacturer controls the volume and efficiency of production, the only way for NVIDIA to ensure that it meets investors' bullish expectations for sales is to raise prices. A Blackwell chip will cost 20 to 25% more than the earlier generation, which was twice the price of the one before. Each chip is more powerful than the last, so the cost per unit of computing power is probably declining, but not fast enough for customers. In August, Andy Jassy, chief executive of Amazon, whose cloud computing arm is a big user of NVIDIA chips, acknowledged that he had heard loud and clear from customers that they relish better price performance. His company is investing in its own designs. So are Google, Meta, Microsoft and Tesla. AMD, a rival chip designer, has gone from almost no AI chip sales in 2022 to a forecast $5 billion this year. On August 19th, it said it would buy ZT Systems, a server maker, helping it to compete with NVIDIA's end-to-end offering. Chinese tech champions such as Huawei, barred by American sanctions from procuring top-end NVIDIA gear, may forge breakthroughs that could do to NVIDIA's market share what Chinese competitors like BYD did to Teslas in electric cars. Even assuming a killer app eventually emerges, which it hasn't yet, generative AI is unlikely to become widely used unless it gets much cheaper. A ChatGPT query can cost seven times more to answer than a Google search. NVIDIA may soon have to choose between lowering prices to support its growth or maintaining prices to protect its profit margin. For now, NVIDIA bulls think they can have it both ways. The whiff of irrational exuberance may become too overwhelming for you.NVIDIAensis to resist.